Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your shine on. I'm the king of red, white, and blues.
Hey.
I got two kings and a prince. So hold your jaws up high and let's get that shine on. R.B. Pooh, let's shine.
Soul Brothers Moonshine, make me feel good, y'all. Feeling mighty fine. I used to drink whiskey, I used to drink wine, but now I'm that Soul Brothers Moonshine.
Let me go first.
Just like good whiskey, whiskey. Said it's smooth to me,
smooth to me.
I like mine a little flavored. That apple pie for me,
just for me.
Soul Brothers Moonshine, it makes me feel real good. I can't wait till it's Friday, and I'm back in the woods.
Back in the woods.
I gotta get my shine on.
Hey,
as you can see,
you can see.
I ain't nothing but a country boy. I keep a little shine with me. I got my cooler open,
open,
and I can't go wrong.
I can't go wrong.
On the back of my dually,
by
the young boys rock his microphone.
My favorite kind, drink it when I wake up, when I'm laying down. Let me tell you something about the prince. See, I like mine brown. When I'm out in the country, I'm drinking moonshine. Spike it with a little goosey, make the women get loosey. Headed out to try ride, gotta keep a jar with me. Oh yeah, it's Soul Brothers Moonshine, got me feeling mighty fine.
Soul Brothers
Moonshine,
make me feel good, y'all, feeling mighty fine. I used to drink whiskey, I used to drink wine, but now I drink Soul Brothers Moonshine. Going down tonight, y'all, cause I'm feeling alright. I got my Soul Brothers with me tonight. That apple pie is my favorite one. And I got cognac and original. Now let's have some fun. Smooth blend and it don't burn. You just wanna pass it around and take turns. Sipping that good drink and I'm feeling fine. I'm drinking that Soul Brothers Moonshine. Yeah, Soul Brothers, Brothers Moonshine. It's a good drink, y'all.
Feel good, y'all.
So good.
Feeling mighty fine.
Feeling mighty fine, yes.
I used to drink whiskey.
Drink whiskey.
I used to drink wine.
I used to drink wine. But now I drink Soul Brothers.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Moonshine. Yeah.
What's going on? It's your boy JB with the DMV Get Together. I think I'm having some technical difficulties because the number that I'm looking at on the screen and the number that I posted is the same number, and they're telling me that it's busy, but I'm going to try to get everything fixed. The number I'm seeing is 646-200-4419. If you can share the word 646-200-4419. Oh, yeah, we... But yeah, some people are getting in here now. I guess the number's starting to work out. Some people getting in here now. Hey, this is our first show. You know, I've been off for a year or so, man. I, you know, just been gone. I wanted to come back. The old guys wanted me to come back, so I decided to come back for a little DMV get together. We changed the name. You know, I felt like, you know, why give it a name, JB's Lock It In, when it's a show for the whole area. So I threw that name away. You know, we gonna cut ties with the DMV, you know, with JB's Lock It In, and we gonna stick it out with the DMV get together. So that's what we gonna call it from now on. It's the DMV get together. So, you know, that's what we doing. It's going on this weekend. It's going on. I'm gonna tell you, it's going on. It's going on at a few tracks. I'm not even going. I don't do none of that stuff about, hey, you know, JB, you got to raise. They got to raise. I'm gonna tell people not to go this place, that place. I'm gonna tell you like this. There's a few races this weekend. Go where you feel that you gonna have the most fun. Cause at all these races, you're gonna see racing. You're gonna see grudge racing. You're gonna see shootout racing. You're gonna see all kinds of racing. So look, just wherever you go this weekend, have fun. Kick back with your friends and your family. You know, talk a little shit. Get some shit off your chest. But just know, you know, hey, have some fun. That's all I want y'all to do this weekend. Have some fun. We got a weekend where there's no rain, 0% chance, 70 degrees. Somebody's whole asshole is going to get blowed out on somebody's surface this weekend. That's what's going to happen. Somebody's whole asshole is going to get blowed out this weekend on somebody's 660 feet surface this weekend. So let me let you know, you know, I'm going to be at VMP. As you know, the trifecta of me, Tron Barrett with G-Body Mafia, and my boy Peso Productions, put it on at VMP. That's what we about to do. We about to get funky down at VMP. We got grudge racing, and we got plenty of it. And see, what we going to do this weekend, we going to bring back the local get busy, grab your man, hit the flow, and put them dancing shoes on. Stop being scared to run the man up the street. You know, the man up the street got to be beat. That's what's got to happen. So we're going to get back to that, you know, get your man, put some money up, get some racing in, and stop being scared. You know, get that local, because I'm going to tell you, there's some local rivalries going on this weekend that are going to, you know, just sell it out. I mean, not only do we got the big Gooseland rivalry of Casper and C. Myrtle, which I think that's going to be a damn good one, because I'm going to tell you, the boys are betting the money. They damn sure betting the money. They talking this shit, and they going to race. It's not going to be no hard feelings. It's not going to be none of this, that, hey, fuck you, this. It's going to be, you know, they talking this shit, and they know they going to race, and it's not going to be no hard feelings. Somebody's going to get the belt as being the king of Gooseland that weekend. So whoever wins tomorrow, he's going to have a belt, but I'm trying to find out. I think we're going to get some stuff worked out tonight on this show. We'll get some stuff worked out. I got people already asking me, how do you, but I know that belt is for the King of Gooseland. So that belt is going to be some inner city, inner county type stuff. So, you know, I think, you know, you got that race. You got, I'm going to give you some races you got going on. You got Mr. St. Patrick. Taking on, he got two races. He's taking on Abe, the Blue Mustang, known as Abe. He's taking on Dwight. Dwight is giving him the break. That is a race that's been going on. They done it three times. And Courtney, you know, like I said, Courtney said, man, he done beat me twice. The same race done beat me twice. So the man is a man of his word. He says, well, give me another race for the third time. So they going at it. So, you know, Mr. St. Patrick's got two races. You got old Victor Harris in Troublesome. He's taking on Dwight. He gets the break. Dwight's giving him the break. I think it's Smurf and Mary Jane. I don't know. I think they still are going to be getting it on. You got Smurf and Mary Jane. You got, let's see, what else you got? You got old Butt Naked, old Ed Anderson, in the Barracuda, Fish Hook. Fish Hook is taking on Boys in the Hood. You got, let's see, you got the Boogeyman Truck is taking on Homewrecker, Travis Umbaugher. They getting it on. You have, yep, the Scrooge. You got Scrooge taking on Ain't Scared. Scrooge, you got Boss Baby. That's his baby, Boss Baby. You got Mr. Scrooge taking on Ain't Scared. And I know there's some I'm going to forget, fellas, because I'm not right in front of it. But there's definitely, if you want, you got, let me see, because I did a few of them. You got, let's see. Yep, you also got Baby Copperhead versus the Scrooge. And I think Baby Copperhead has another race, if I'm not mistaken. I think Baby Copperhead even has another race. But and there's some races trying to get locked in, because I'm going to tell you, there's a race being talked about right now. I don't know. It's not locked in yet, because I don't do that fake shit. It's not locked in yet. But I know there is talks of Draco and J.C. Richardson. So there's talks. It's not locked in yet. I don't, like I said, I don't do that fake shit. We, you know, not going to do that shit, but there's talks of Draco and J.C. Richardson going at it this weekend right in the backyard. So, you know, there's talks of that race. I'm trying to think of some other stuff right now. I know there's some people looking for action. You got Lil Baby, DJ, is looking for some action, looking for some street-style action. He's all steel, all glass, small block nitrous. Oh, yeah, you do got some more races. You got Big Mama. Big Mama taking on the Dirty Bird. You got Big Mama and the Dirty Bird. Let me see. I know there's some more. I'm gonna have to go through my phone and pull some more up. But just some more stuff. You got shootouts. You got a 484 and small block boost. 484 small block boost. That shootout. You have a small. You got no clock small block. And we do got. Hey, we got some guys coming from now. We got the pick 'em up truck. We got the pick 'em up truck. The limo is making a scene. That is Mike Panetta, Diamond Pistons. He is sponsoring. He is the title of, you know, the No Clock Small Block this weekend. Thank you to Diamond Pistons. You got, I want to say, you got him. You got Nick Nable. You got Nable Racing coming down. They're coming down for a little Small Block Nitrous action. Don't know about my other buddy. And I don't know if he got it finished yet, but I know he was coming in. So you got two or three. You got Scotty Gross. He's coming down for some grudge action or to run in the 484 shootout. So you got some guys coming down. Let's see. You got a streetcar shootout. And I'm going to tell you, that the streetcar shootout, I don't know if you've been checking them out, but the streetcar shootout, they ran a similar one last week at Outlaw Streetcar Reunion. I think they had 29 cars. That was a good damn shootout. The winner was Boogeyman. Boogeyman's coming back to try to win him another one this weekend. So you just got some good stuff going on. You got shootouts, grudge racing. I got a car and truck show. So all you fellas and ladies, if y'all want to come out there and cruise your ride out or your bike, we have a section already marked off, stunt like me. They will be doing a car, truck, and bike show. We got vendors. We got Santopia Food Truck. So I'm just going to tell you, Tron told me Santopia Food Truck is dead right. We got a food truck there. So we got one hell of a vendor there. We got Santopia Food Truck. So, and I guarantee you they got plenty of food because they know that this is going to be one that, you know, like I said, you got car and truck show, bike show. You got a grudge racer, shootout racer. We you know, it's good weather, 70 degrees. Hold on. And then I'm also hearing I got my nephew helping me out because, you know, I'm kind of in a – I don't have my computer. I don't have this. So I'm going off the phone right now because, fellas, I'm ripping and running. I'm getting trophies. I'm getting plaques. I'm getting this. I'm doing a whole lot, you know. But my nephew said that Graham Brooks – and Market Bear are in talks of getting it on. Market Bear and Grim Brooks are going back and forth. So you might see that one.
you might see Lil Boosie taking on the Grim Reaper. You might see the Grim Reaper and Lil Boosie. You know, I don't know whether Lil Boosie gonna get the fade or if the Reaper gonna get the fade, but I know they be, and see them boys, see that's why we need that good grudge racer back. We need the motherfuckers from back in the day to get back in the saddle and put on a show right in our backyard. We need that. You know, we need the Boogie Childs, and we need the Big B's, and we need them old heads to get back in the saddle and scrap up one more time. We need it. So hopefully we get, I got Dirty Red trying to text me. So if somebody can let Dirty Red know what the number of the show is, or can somebody get Dirty Red on here? He hit me up. But let me see if I got anybody. Let me see my board. Let me look at my board. Nobody has hit the one button yet, but I definitely got a few in there. I got some 540s. I got some 443s. I got some 914s. I got them all in here. I got some 301. But like I said, I'm looking for Dirty Red, because I know Dirty Red said that he is looking for somebody. And like I said, we're trying to get, see, you know, a lot of people, let's be honest, a lot of people go and say, oh, we're going to bring this person here. We're going to bring this person here. We need the local grudge racing this week is going to be what it is, because the locals want to see people that they know get busy. You know, none of that, hey, man, fuck you, fuck this. They want to see, hey, man, put your money where your mouth is. And that's what they want to see. They want to see, it don't matter if you got a slow street car, fast grudge car. Fuck, they just want to see some grudge racing. So, man, I'm going to tell you, man, it's going to be a good week, period, no matter where you go. So, you know, you got good weather. I think it's going to be 72 degrees, no rain. And you know why I'm going to say that? Because me and Peso, Tron, you know, I'm glad to have Tron on board. Tron is on board. It's a trifecta now. This year's a trifecta. Last year, me and Peso, we tried. Because we had already, if you go back and look at the schedule, we tried. We was like, man, JB, we about to do it. And damn, COVID hit. The year before, we tried the same thing. Rain hit. So, you know, I'm just happy. I'm blessed, man. We just blessed to finally get this race off. Like I said, we got the vendors coming. We got Santopia Food Truck. And I'm going to tell you somebody else we got. If you go look, check out the Drink God. The Drink God. I'm going to tell you. I know people talk about woo-woo juice. And woo-woo is good. I'm going to tell you. But the Drink God has 6 or 7 different flavors. And all of them are crazy. And look, if anybody needs any info, they can call me. I took videos. I drank some of this shit. And I'm going to tell you, it is good. He's coming down. He's going to be down here tomorrow night. And he's going to be here all day Saturday. So if you want to get your order in or whatever, just let me know. And I want to give a big shout out to sponsors, you know, Diamond Pistons. I want to give a shout out to Tent World. I want to give a shout out to Usher Insurance. I want to give a shout-out to all, and that list is pretty, it's a nice list, but I want to give a shout-out to all my No Clock Small Block sponsors, because, you know, like I said, this is year 5 of an actual shootout that's, you know, no-time shootout, Small Block Nitrous. This is my year 5, so, man, I'm just blessed, man, because most shootouts don't even make it 2-3 years in the no-time world, so I'm happy to say that this is year 5, and, man, I want to, you know, tell everybody how, you know, I feel good about it, and man, this is round 2. So, I just, you know, like I said, I feel blessed. And if anybody, I know there was some people trying to call in. I don't know if they called in. I'm looking for Quincy Robinson, the motherfucker that wear them goddamn bib overalls and drink Johnny Walker. I'm looking for a Chicken. If y'all know who Chicken is, I'm looking for Chicken. I'm looking for Dirty Red. I'm looking for LeVar. And I'm looking for a goddamn Fat Cat. If anybody, these, I'm going to tell you why I'm looking for them. These guys been on my ass the last couple, 3-4 months. JB, do a show. We need it, man. We need it. We want to talk our shit. I'm looking for Elvis Spurlock and Big Earl too, just to let you know. But we want to talk our shit. We want to get, man, we miss that shit talking, man. We miss the Friday night get-togethers and the Friday night we get it, put it in the lights. We miss that shit. So, hey, man, put us a show back together for old folk. Old folk like to get on there, talk they shit, drink good liquor, talk shit. They, you know, they miss the show. So I said, you know what? I'll do it 2 times a month. Because right now, man, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if you know, but I've taken on another role because, like I said, a lot of the kids now coming up, they like drag racing, but they don't love it, but they love the car and truck shows. So a lot of my youngsters are out here in this car and truck show scene. So I've taken, you know, I've added that. I'm doing a lot still in school. As you know, I've been doing hybrid since the coronavirus. So I've been in classroom since coronavirus. So, you know, it's just been tough. But, man, I'm glad to be back. If anybody has anything they want to get off their chest while I have, you know, while the floor is open, if anybody want to get anything, and let me call Dirty Red in. Hold on. Oh, hey, I ain't got to call you in here, you little ugly motherfucker. You is in here. How you doing, Mr. Winslow Johnson? Huh? Oh, he don't even know his line open. Winslow Johnson. Oh, he don't know his line open. Winslow Johnson, your line is open. Oh, so he going to be shy now. This is the same Winslow Johnson known as Dirty Red. The same Winslow Johnson known as Dirty Red, owner of the black Camaro, owner of the white and red Malibu. He on here being quiet. Because I want to tell y'all something. This little motherfucker named Winslow Johnson told me if I got him on my show tonight, he was going to talk shit to me. And ain't said a word. Him or that goddamn Quincy Robinson. So if anybody see Quincy Robinson or they talk to God during Dirty Red, tell them, fuck them too. The motherfuckers ain't want to answer the phone. All right, I'm gonna open up some more mics. These guys ain't talking. I'm gonna see who else we got on. We got some 380s. We got some 5-4. Lord, I even see God darn Kenny Ferguson on here. I see some names on here. Let's see who this name is right here, because I'm about to open a mic and they ain't even gonna know it. Let's see. No, that's not who I thought it was. Let's see. I'm not going to open your mic if I don't know you. Sorry, fellas. I'm not going to. Let me get this man in here. Hold on. I got somebody else to get in here. All right. Let me see. Somebody just called me and said they can't get in the show. Let me try to get this man in the show. Hold on, fellas. Let me try to get this man in the show. Like I said, bear with me. I'm not at home right now. I'm not at home. So let me see. 804. Try to get this number in here. Melvin Cox, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, I just want to let you know that you are on the DMV get-together, and I just want to know, what's all this commotion going on in Goosen County this week? Give me some insight, because I want to know what's going on in Goosen County.
Oh, this bitch flipped upside down right here now until Saturday comes.
So you telling me Goosen County is upside down. Why Goosen County upside down?
Because they got to get this race off, man. This race with Seat Murder and Castle.
And so you telling me this race is going to be for the king, and this is the king of Gooseland.
That's right.
Okay, so I got some questions because there's a man on here, and I know he might be the. There's a man on here named Quincy Robinson, a.k.a. Blue, and he's an old 60-year-old man that wear bib overalls and drink Johnny Walker. So he wonders what he got to do to get on the list for that race.
Who are you trying to run?
He wants to know. So, all right, Casper, now listen. Casper and C. Murder got to go in. One got to come out. So when that one come out, how does he get on that ass-kicking list to get one of them winners?
They'll have his car down there.
Oh, so
that's
so,
simple
so
there.
So you telling me all he need to do is get on the winner right there.
Yep, exactly. That's all
you
got to do. Well, we got a couple more waiting in line for the winner.
Oh, who else you got waiting in? All right, go on, Mr. Melvin. Who else is waiting in
got,
the line for the winner?
We got another little white car waiting in line for the winner or loser.
Oh, so what you telling me is there's a little white car from the area that is going to be there that wants the winner or the loser.
Yep. Oh, anybody else local that want to dance?
Oh, shit. If you ain't. So how you got to sit if you want to get in? All right, so you got local or you know, anybody, your local guy, how they got to sit to get in that ring with this white car you talking
about? All we got to do is make the race right. If they don't sit just like it, make it right, we run. We ain't hard to get along with.
So what you saying is you like the old head. If we don't sit alike, make it right, let's get it on.
That's right. We ain't gonna turn down no race.
Okay. I'm liking what you're saying. So just make the race right, and that's all you gotta do.
Yep. You got anybody out here local that looking for a race? Or everybody spectating on here?
Hold on there, Melvin. I got somebody. I'm going to open this dude, Mike. Now, Fat Albert, I'm going to tell you something, Fat Albert. There's a guy named Quincy Robinson. There's a guy. Your mic was open.
You had a
blue mark beside your guy during little number. 571. I ain't going to read the rest.
Oh.
Well, you must have bought. You must have asked. You know what? I'm going to screenshot it. Show you, Fat Albert.
I believe. But I didn't hit it. But look, let me tell you. I like what you said earlier. You know, I wish wherever everybody goes, just have a great time. Everybody, just wherever you go, have a great time. Enjoy yourself. I mean, yeah, it just, the way this ended up, nobody foresaw this. It just happened that way, you know. It just happened.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people had asked me, said, why did y'all do this? It wasn't planned that way. It just happened. And just by the roll of the dice, other events was all on this date. So, you know, go where you want to go and have a great time. I wish all the events much success, a great time, be safe. I want everybody to race their cars. And the main thing, I want everybody to go back home. All right? So, with that said,
and
JB,
that's
I'm
what,
just and listening.
Now, look, don't you get off here. Don't you get off here because I want you to get that goddamn Quincy Robinson on this phone. He been talking shit with his bib overhauls for the last 3 fucking weeks.
Well, I talked to him, and he told me he's turning wrenches right now so he can go cross somebody.
So he turning wrenches.
That's what he told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's turning wrenches. He's going to cross somebody's ass. You know?
Oh, so he's
one guy named
he turning
Mook,
wrenches.
A guy named Mook, he's going to kill him first.
I knew you would say that. You little funky motherfucker. I knew you would say that. You little funky motherfucker. We're going to have to do this shit. Motherfucker, hard on my uncle, boy. Y'all funky as shit, man.
But yeah, it's gonna be great weather, man. It's gonna be some great racing all over the state.
I'm gonna tell you. I want to know. Then what I want to know, Fat Albert. I'm gonna tell. I can show you. I got a list of numbers in here. And Melvin said a good thing. Now you get to that week. Everybody done talk Facebook shit all week. I'm talking about that Facebook. If you looked at Facebook, your god darn screen was jumping. Now you got everybody on here breathing, and ain't nobody hit that one button.
Good report. Good report. Huh?
Ain't nobody speaking up, baby. What is it?
When they get closer to the race, everything calms down. Huh? Who hiding in the bushes? Who running in the bushes?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, there's two races that's on that horizon, and I'm going to tell you, if either one of these races happen, it's good for the area, period. Now, everybody know, let's be honest, J.C. Richardson has been a staple in grudge racing since my ass was getting in trouble in college, straight up, and that was years ago. That man been a staple in grudge racing. So what I'm hearing is that if everything go right tomorrow in his testing, I'm hearing that J.C. Richardson wants to lock in Draco.
Hey, good. All I can tell you is good report. Good report. You a hell of a reporter, JB.
No, I'm gonna tell you. I try to be. You know, I try not to be 35, 12, or 6. I try to be my own news reporter. I try to be ESPN because you know ESPN zoom in on your phone anytime. That's what I try to
do. Right.
I try to do it.
Good reporting, but that's the word I hear.
Hey, Fat Albert, we got somebody hit that one button, Fat Albert, and I swear I think I know the first letters of the number of 540, and all the person I know with a 540 number is them red motherfuckers, Fat Albert, them light-skinned brothers. That's the only one I can think of right now. That's the only one I can think of is them red motherfuckers. So it might be one of them red niggas that hit that one button. 540, your mic is over.
Ain't nobody red.
Oh, that's DJ. That's Mr. Little Baby. Little Baby.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? I'm trying to, me and Melvin, we even talked earlier.
We trying to shake the bushes.
Trying to shake the bushes.
Me and my brother going to shake some bushes Saturday.
We just trying to get somebody off that bush. Cause I'm gonna tell you, that local grudge race has been the talk of the week. I was on the phone with six old motherfuckers today, and when I say old, I'm talking about Dirty Red, Chicken, Quincy, and listen to this, Big Fucking E, Booted. I was on the phone with these motherfuckers. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, they were talking about that Goosen race. I'm going to tell you, that's C-Murder and Casper. I'm going to tell you, somebody, whoever lose that race, I ain't going to say that they're going to have to leave the track. But, Lord, if they, man, whoever lose that one going to have to walk down that other side pretty sick, man.
Yeah. Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, JB. Hey, man. My daughter came to me, right? And she told me that a boogeyman was underneath of her bed. So I'm looking for a boogeyman.
Oh, shit. So you telling me your daughter came to you and said she had a boogeyman under her bed and she needed a baby to take, she needed a little baby to take care of
her. Yeah, that's what she said.
Lord have mercy.
For that boogeyman.
Lord have mercy.
I need you to help me find them.
He's ducking me behind
these shootouts. But I heard you say he got a grudge race with home wrecking. So he can grudge race other people, but he was trying to shootouts with me. I don't like that.
So you're
looking for a boogeyman.
You telling me you don't want him hiding behind the shootout no more. You want him in the lane beside
him.
Nah,
I want him to ass whooping. I want him to take his ass whooping like a man.
Well, look, hey, CJ, I don't know if this is him, but somebody did just put the one button. Hold on, I'm going to read the last four. 804 and the last four, 3267. I know this can't be the boogeyman because boogeyman is in the 302, but who do we got on this phone right now? 804, last four, 3267. You push the one button. Who we got? Somebody
in there. There's some of them Bush. There's some of them Bush people.
All right. Well, look, 804. I'm not gonna read your whole number because you might not. Your last four is 3267. I'm gonna leave you on for a minute. Then I'm gonna mute you. If you want to say something, go and get it off.
Hey, JB.
Hey, CJ.
Oh. Hey, CJ. You said he want to do a shootout. This time, have a two-car shootout. That's all you got to do.
I tried. Hey, JB. We don't want to do that.
Yo.
Oh, okay.
Somebody. Here we go. That 3267, that 3467 is talking. Who is that?
Hey, JB. I ain't know.
Yo.
My mic was open, man. I just was listening.
Oh. That motherfucking, this is Mr. Scrooge, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, God darn, Duty. So, Duty, I heard, now this is what I heard, dude. I heard that you're going to take it to one of the men that, truthfully, I give him some credit for building a lot of this stuff around here. I heard you're going to take it to Rodney Jones ass, man. Tell me this ain't true.
Yeah, I plan on.
God damn. So you plan on damn. So he trying to take out a baby copperhead and he trying to take out Mr. Jones same week. God damn. And look, I don't know if I've seen this right or not, but I swear I seen a live video with a full grown boss baby today.
Yeah, I'm going to have both out there.
Oh, shit. So you telling me you're going to have a boss baby and a Mr. Scrooge. So on one side, you're going to be taking people's Christmas from them. And on the other side, you're going to be smacking bitches on the ass.
You know that.
Oh, Lord.
Well, look,
hey,
I'm going to get out. I'm going to get out here. Yo.
Somebody hit the one button.
He got
that
right music. He got the right music playing in the background.
Hey, Duty, somebody hit the one button.
Yo.
Right when you say you better get off. Hold on. Let me read the last folks. 8600.
I'm just listening for my name, bro.
Oh, so hold on. You telling me this is Eugene?
That's right.
Oh. So God, sir, you,
what I'm hearing is, you got two races this weekend too.
Oh, somebody got a speakerphone on too.
That's me, hold on.
Oh, he's trying to catch a striper.
No.
Oh, so, hey, Eugene, this is what Melvin said, and it was really, and you know, you got some people, y'all boys are locked in, got it on, whatever, but there's a lot of people, like you said, I can show y'all, there's a lot of numbers on here, and I ain't going to put nobody out there like that, but do people get quieter when that time comes?
But you know, man, I look at it like this. If we at home in our backyard, we supposed to beat up on each other. You know what I'm saying? We going to just keep testing. Beat up on each other. Fuck it. Ain't nothing else to do.
A lot of people scared to do that. Cause everybody buddy.
Right, fuck it, buddy. Everybody when that bitch break.
Exactly.
There ain't no buddy.
Exactly.
But I understand, you know, some people lie to the thing with us, you know.
I ran Holy Ghost.
You damn sure did.
Hey, we can party out there Friday night.
Yeah, y'all can leave the trailer Friday night.
Yeah, that's what was the plan, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Mute this mic, JB. Huh?
Hey, Courtney. CJ is CJ said if you could help him to get Boogeyman to jump in the beam. That's what he said.
You got to back him in the corner at the track. You know what I'm saying?
So you basically said,
I did that in Darlington, man.
Oh, yeah?
I did that every time I'm at the track, the same property this man, he got an excuse. I did it at the beach. I did it at Capitol. Did it at Buzz Creek and Darlington. Four different tracks. And he ducked every time.
He ain't trying to run. You getting in that shootout that day?
Huh?
Hey. Get in that shootout that day?
I don't know. I ain't a shootout type of person. I'm a two-car shootout type of person.
Yeah, I got
it. They ain't got that. They only running for, what, 1,500 on top of it?
Right.
So, then he hollered a line tagging the Dez. I mean, that's a long time from now. Anything can happen from
right.
now. I can't lock no recent for line tagging the Dez, and I can go out there tomorrow or go out there Saturday and hurt my motor. So,
exactly.
Can't do that.
Hey, JB, I pulled to run
shit.
Ike Saturday, too.
Huh?
Yeah. He the third. He's the third person. If he don't pay the talk off.
So you saying the battle of the trucks is going to happen this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, if he don't pay the talk off.
So you saying, hold on.
Said he
so
was,
you say,
but. They said he ride around Chase City with the truck on the trailer, so I don't know. I hope he brings
it. If he riding around with it on the trailer, I don't know why he's doing that for no reason.
I don't give a fuck. He had a business on a tow truck.
Oh, there's gonna be some boy, I'm gonna tell you it's gonna be some shit. I know people that went testing today, breaking shit. And they looking for shit. I'm gonna tell you, man, it's people trying to get ready. People trying to get at that ass. But I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be a lot of shit going on.
Mike Gunner, Steve Tobin, supposed to be racing.
Oh, no, so they are gonna do it.
Yeah.
God, oh my. Now you know that's a good. Hey, look. So, hey, Courtney, aka Eugene, was it you that wrote that shit on his truck?
Yeah, he was up at Polo.
Yeah. Hey, somebody got a lot of background.
Hey, how I
mute your mic? It's good music, though. Huh?
How I mute my mic?
Oh, well, you ain't got the background.
No, I know. I just want to mute it till somebody call my name.
Hold on.
How I do it?
Just hit mute on your phone.
All right, there we go. So y'all heard it here. It sounds like we got some more grudge races coming in. As Courtney just explained, it sounds like Mike Gunner and Meatball, which is a good local grudge race. That's two guys from the south side, or basically Chesterfield, Chester area, getting it on local. And, you know, there's no hard feelings, but it's a rivalry. It's hey, man, we've been talking shit for years. Let's get it on. Let's go on and just get this shit on. So that is one that's supposed to get off this weekend, too, is Meatball with Big Mama taking on Steve Tolman. I mean, Meatball, Big Mama, taking on Mike Gunner in number one stunner. So that race is supposed to go on this weekend, too, is what I'm hearing. So there's a lot of shit that could go on this weekend. Like I said, if think about it. If Grim Reaper and Marky Berry get it on, also if Draco and if Draco and JC end up getting it on, you talking about this could be one of those just, I mean, that those are blockbuster races, because these two races have been talked about for the last 2 weeks, And I'm guessing tomorrow is going to be testing. And if these camps like what they see in testing, then it's time to go Saturday. So, you know, it's just I love it. I love it. I love the locals and the people that got the grudges and rivalries. I just going to get it on, man. You know, it's first week of May. It's warm. It's supposed to be really warm. It's going to be in the 70s. The low that night is 52. So, I mean, you know, hopefully the dew won't set in early on us. So it's going to be, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be some shit on Saturday. It's going to be some shit on Saturday. And like I said, I keep getting messages. We do have the Santopia food truck coming. And also, I heard that the beer, there will be beer available at VMP. There will be beer available at VMP. So we also have the Drink God. Like I said, if anybody was at the Shands Park Car and Truck Show last week, I'm going to tell you, the Drink God is hell. He's got all different flavors. He's got Ciroc. He's got Henny. He's got Patron. He's got like five or six different flavors in each one. So y'all go check him out if anybody's at needs his number, because he is doing pre-orders. He's not taking money, but he's going to be here, but he will take your pre-order, like, you know, get your name and everything. So when he does see you, he'll have what you need. But you can also check him out on Instagram, The Drink Gods. So he will be here. He's going to have plenty. So, you know, hey, man, it's going to be a good one, man. It's going to be a good one. Let me check this board out again. Hold on. Like I said, I'm driving, and I'm just heading home from picking up trophies and, you know, stuff for Saturday. So let me check the board. Hold on. All right, we still got a lot of people on, and nobody wants to move, and I understand that, but you know, hey, this is the first night, and I did make a hiccup because I got plenty of people calling me telling me that the number they called did not match the show, and now it's saying it's full, and that, so you know, hey man, my bad on a lot of it. First night back, I ain't been on the show in about a year or a year and a half, so you know. It is what it is. I'm just happy to be back. I'm just happy to be on here on a Thursday talking with y'all, man. And we're going to build it back up, man. We're going to get back on this thing, do a little shit talking, getting it off, talking your shit. And like I said, I know Quincy just texted me, the boy, all them boys, oh, man, we get on the show tonight. Well, it looked like Quincy might be putting his OQ. Might be putting his motor back in his car tonight. So he trying to get right to go play. I understand. But, you know, it's some stuff going to go off Saturday. I mean, there's some new cars coming. And like you said, Midwest is bringing, I think, the Unicorn. I think the Unicorn is a 484 nitrous car. They're bringing Nick Nabel with the Vet. They're bringing Mike Panetta with the limo. You know, like I said, the S10. You know, he is bringing that. And there is one more car coming. I do not know the person's name, but he's making a trip down too. But, you know, they just coming down, coming to see what VMP going to be like. And as you know, I mean, ain't it? You know, you got one of the best services. No bumps, no holes, no just smooth riding. And not only that, you got Jimmy Bradshaw spraying the sticky icky. And I don't know if you go check out Jimmy's page, Jimmy said he has plenty of lines all across the track. And I'm guessing when you see those lines, that means there's plenty of rubber in that surface. So if you need some testing tomorrow, you know, there is a private testing. It's going to 7. So it's going to 7. So any of y'all guys need to get some off, or you need to just make one more shakedown to see if y'all right. There's a private testing going off tomorrow, so hope to see y'all tomorrow at BMP, like I said, for testing. You know, it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to be a good one, man. You know, I don't know if there's anybody trying to still lock something in or get something off their chest. Like I said, they're all mics I can open. If you're looking for some action, I don't care if it's not at VMP. You know, if you're looking for action this Saturday, you know, tell it. You know, get it out. You know, we done been held in our houses for a damn year almost, and now it's time to come out and show support at our local tracks and get busy. Get busy doing it. Talk. Get that shit back off your chest. See, I like these races. Like I had old Duty on here. Duty's going to run Ain't Scared, you know, Mr. Rodney, and then he's going to run Baby. Some of those races are going to be the best races because, man, those guys are going to talk the shit. They're going to race, get it over with, and they're probably going to pull back to the guy during pits and talk more shit than they did when they raced. That's what's supposed to happen, fellas. We're supposed to have an atmosphere where we talk shit, drink cold beer, drink liquor, whatever, have fun, go home, and not worry about, oh, man, you know, fuck you, fuck this, and all that. We supposed to have fun, fellas. So, you know, I hope, you know. All right, hold on. Somebody sent me a message. Let me see what this message look like. All right, now, Steve Toman just sent me a message. He said he's only running Dirty Bird Saturday. He is not running number one stunner. So, like I said, I don't do none of that. Don't do none of that fake promotion. He just texted me, said he's not running Mike, but he is running him next week. But he is running the Dirty Bird. So all right, let me see. Any more people on here? Yeah, like I said, we got plenty of people. And still, that Dirty Red is on here and they ain't saying nothing. He done put me on mute. Now, this the main person talking about something. JB, why you don't get your show back? Why you don't? And then I go back, get the show back, and then he nowhere to be found. I want y'all to let him know that Dirty Red, I'm going to talk shit to you when I see you this weekend. You better not let me see you Friday or Saturday at VMP, because I'm going to talk cash shit to Winslow Johnson. I'm gonna put his old name out there. Winslow Johnson. Yep. Talk shit to him. Talk all that. Him, Chicken, Booney. Anybody, if you know Booney, is Big E, old Booney. But I'm going to tell you, boy's been talking that shit all these upcoming weeks. And now, you know, but hopefully they still get it on. You know, that's all that's about. Get it on this weekend, because, I mean, you know. And there are some people still looking for action. There's some people still looking for action. Like I said, CJ Jordan with a little baby, he is still looking for some action. He is really want the boogeyman, but he will engage if you got an all-steel nitrous car, all-steel, all-glass nitrous car with a small block on 28. He will engage. So, you know, if you there this weekend and you got an all-steel, all-glass, small-block nitrous car on 28, he is looking to get somebody pregnant. Now, I'm going to tell you, he really wants, he said his daughter is talking about the boogeyman, talking about how she wants the boogeyman to get from under her bed. So that's really what he wants, but he will engage. He's looking for action. So if anybody know somebody with a small block nitrous, all steel, all glass car, and they looking to get busy, definitely get up with CJ Jordan. He's going to be there this weekend, and he's going to be looking to get busy with little baby. Other people looking for action. I know Grim Brooks is coming down. He's going to run the shootout. But if him and Market Berry don't get it off, he might. You know, Grim Brooks is a grudge racer. Also got a race next week. Check my man out. Check my man Grim Brooks out. My man Brooks got a race next weekend down in, I want to say it's at Hereford. I want to say it's at Hereford, but got a race next weekend. And, man, if you've never been to a Grim Reaper event, it's one hell of an event, man. I love it down there. Nice little event, talking shit, grudge racing, good music, just good atmosphere. Go check my man out. That's Grim Reaper at Grim Reaper Productions. Like I said, he's going to bring it. His Mustang is coming tomorrow, and he's going to be looking for some action. So, you know, I mean, there you go. We got some people. Market Berry, I don't know if he's bringing a new car out. The new car is going to be called Mr. Charlie. Now, I know that him and the Showstopper have been talking shit back and forth. Now, this is some inside scoop type shit. You know, inside scoop. I'm going to give you some inside scoop. We was at a bar a couple weeks ago, and the first thing that came up was Mr. Charlie, which is the new car for the Killer Bees. Supposedly, I think it's a Firebird on 28th, and it's a 484. Well, Mr. Charlie and Mr. Chicken, driven by Ron Green, the Showstopper, this has been brewing for a while, you know, between them two. So it's something that I think they want to get off. I don't know. It's not locked. So, like I said, I don't do that fake stuff. I don't do that stuff to get people there because, I mean, if it don't happen, I don't like that. I will not do that. But it has been talked about, and I know that these guys will probably be down there testing them all. So you could possibly see Mr. Charlie and Showstopper. Like I said, I know Chicken. I talked to Chicken today. Chicken says Showstopper will be in the building. So, you know, John Dock from out there in Carolina, he's bringing the small block. I want to say that's a small block turbo ride. I want to say it's LS powered too, but John Dock is supposed to be in the building. TKM Performance, check him out, John Dock, but he's supposed to be in the building. So, you know, we got Jason Tyson supposed to come down. We got some guys from out of the Green Bay. The Green Bay Racing Team supposed to come down. We also got Thomas Johnson bringing it back out, Johnson Racing. They got a little Mustang. I want to give a big shout-out to those guys. I want to give a big shout-out to, you know, like I said, again, our sponsors, our vendors, and the racers and the people that's coming out to support. Like I said, we got drag racing, like I said, grudge racing, shootout racing, and a car and truck show all in one. And it is not if you've ever been to VMP, it's a big facility, and it's a nice facility. Like I said, VMP will be selling beer. I know this firsthand. They will be selling beer, so I know some of y'all like to get your drink on, sit back on the bleachers and watch some racing. But there will be beer being sold. There will be a nice food truck. Go check out Santopia food truck. It's my boy Tron said it's damn good. Go check out Santopia food truck. And please let me know if y'all know street cars, because that street car list, I got a street car list together. And it was damn good. It was about 20 cars coming for that street car shootout. And that's what we are going to put together a schedule tomorrow, because all of us are going to be there tomorrow. This is the only thing why we can't really put together a schedule. Say the street car shootout has 32 cars. That shootout will have to be run differently from the other shootouts. Say if the other shootouts had 12 to 16 or 8 or 9 or whatever, those cars, the shootout will have to be run differently. So we can't really put out a guaranteed time, but I will tell you this. You can guarantee me on this. All shootout cars will get 2 prepped shakedowns. I've been doing races years. If you have a shootout, I like my guys to have 2 prep shakedowns. You know, I really do. I mean, 2 prep shakedowns, and then we're getting busy. You know, like I said, this street car shootout might run differently than the others because as of right now, I think I had reached out. I got a list. It's like 22, 23 small street cars that are supposed to come. So if they all come, we're going to have to run it a little differently than the rest because that car count might be more than others. So, you know, we will get together, me, Peso, and Mr. Barrett, old Tron, like I said, the trifecta. And, man, we've been trying to – and, you know, like I said, we've been trying to get this thing off. I know me and Peso for sure. And, like I said, I'm glad we brought Tron on board, you know, because all of us like grudge racing. We like racing, period. And, you know, some of us, you know, like I grew up in the country, man. I'm a country boy. You know, I grew up around the old heads. Like, this is our home track. You know, VMP, don't get me wrong, you know, Richmond, I mean, I love Richmond. Richmond, you know, I hate to see it gone. I hate to, you know, you got Richmond, you got Colonial Beach, you got VMP. I was always closer to Richmond and VMP. So, you know, seeing all this action at the home track, I mean, I can leave my house and go to VMP in 20 minutes and be at one of the best tracks in the country. And I'm saying this because if you've ever been to a PDRA event, NHRA, those are some of the fastest cars in the country, and they run right here in our backyard. So I'm just happy that we get to have, this will be all, this is not, you know, I'm sorry to say, this is all, this is a big grudge event, shootout, but it's all no time. So I'm just happy that we get to get back, have some fun with each other, and, you know, just have some fellowship, and, you know, and also, I just got a text, if that Marvin Harvell shows up, Landis said he's going to go straight across your ass. I'm just a messenger. That's just a message. Marvin Harvell. I'm going to say it in my, let me get my rock bass voice. Marvin Harvell from the Ford Agitators. If you show up, put him in the light. Put him in the light. Because God darn, Landis said he is looking for you. He is looking for you. So I'm just letting you know I'm just a messenger. I'm not, you know, trying to get nothing. He just said he's looking for you. But like I said, I'm gonna leave it open for a few minutes. If somebody wanna, you know, get some, like I said, I messed up. I know we had about 20. I know I had about 20 or so people that couldn't get on because I posted the wrong number. And I'm gonna tell you, that's my fault. This is my first night back. I booked the show at school today. I kind of did it quick last minute, but I told everybody it was gonna happen. And I'm a man. I'm trying to get it back. I mean, I'm just glad all these people came on tonight and listened. So, you know, like I said, tomorrow, this weekend, we got good racing. We got it at Colonial. We got it at VMP. We got it at Colonial Beach. We got it at Carolina. There's a few races in Carolina. There's events all over. You know, I think there's even some no prep racing. Wherever you go, have fun. Be blessed. Be safe. You know, we got so much shit going on in the world. Let's have a weekend where we can get together, have some fun, talk some shit. And look, if you see JB and I'm getting busy, I'm cutting loose, just know we having a good time, man. This first time I've been able to get out, see some racing in the backyard, some no time racing, and man, have fun with y'all, man. And man, I just want y'all to know I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm off tomorrow. You know, I've been doing a lot anyway, getting trophies and going here and going there, you know, and I want to also, hold on, I got another, oh, you got back, somebody got in, hold on, oh, I heard the beat. 804, ending in 4896, who we got?
JB.
This is Anton, John, oh, and George.
Oh, crooked.
Mom.
Lord.
That's right. Hey, JB.
Yo.
Before we go any further, I just want to let everybody know. Let everybody know we coming out to have a good time. We go party. We go watch racing. And that's what it is. It ain't going to be none of that other stuff. So I just want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. And like you said, we've been trying to get this race off for 3 years now. And the family, I believe we there. And I just want to have a good time for our home track. And everybody be blessed and everybody be safe.
And that's the best way to put it. Me and you, like I said, we from the same area. Well, from different areas, but the same area code. And, man, this race been trying to happen for years. I'm just happy just to know that tomorrow I'm going to get to go to the track, see some testing. And it's almost like the prep work. I get to see the prep work tomorrow, and then Saturday, somebody asshole getting blowed out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the guy with you, Anton, there was a man on the phone today named Booney. They call him Booney, a.k.a. Big E. Now, Big E swear up and down. He swear up and down. He said that if his buddy looks good, that he going to want to do something with Casper after that race. Now, I'm tell you who he's talking about. He's talking about that drive dump trucks that wear bib overhauls. I ain't got to talk no more.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Casper got 5 full nitrous bottles. We plan on using 1 5 times. So
you got 5 full nitrous bottles.
We got 5 full ones. We got 1 pass of weak bottles. So we're looking at 5 races down there, sir.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. So you telling me y'all got five full bottles, and you got one good solid pass on each bottle? So hold on. So one of them bottles got who name on it? Go on and put it out there. Who name on one of the bottles?
Well, we're hoping and praying that we get C. Murder first. We're going to go ahead and show them that they don't have anything. We'll get them first. Then I think Tavon Lock, what's that boy name?
Taylor Raisin, Tony Taylor.
I'm going to go ahead and do them. And then we're going to have three more slots on.
Lord, have mercy. I think I heard of this Tony Taylor. What kind of car is that? Is that the Mustang?
A Nova.
No, that's the Nova. All right, that's that Nova. That's the gray Nova, gray one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
so
we're gonna
have a couple of open slots. Tony's only one of them, but I mean, he's been, you know. I don't know what happened with all that, but you know, you heard it all, JB. Leading up to the race.
I heard it, and it's recorded. So I just want to let you know that Boone, he swear up and down. That's what he said now. We was on the show today, and there's one guy on here, he real quiet, Anton. His name is Dirty Red. He talk a lot of shit on that other phone, and then I get him on this phone, and then that bitch went on that mute button.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Dirty Red flying there. So I don't remember him.
But
really,
I know
really,
that
really, JB.
Oh shit! Here you go. But now let me ask you this, Anton. While I got you on here, now I know I talked to a certain person named Terrell Robinson today, and he sounded in very good spirits. And he said, you know, he was on the phone with a certain, you know, certain guy. And it sounded like to me that he said if that Mr. Charlie show up, he going to do it.
Well, I can tell you like this. On Saturday, Showstopper come, playing on Shaking It Down. If we get down first, Mr. Charlie can't get it.
Oh, don't
and
worry.
Not only Mr. Charlie.
Oh, hold on. Go. All right, keep going. Give me some good shit. Give me that ESPN shit. Give me that ESPN. Who else?
I can tell you just like this. If they're 4-4-28, and we feel good, they gonna get tapped.
God Almighty. Hold on. Let me ask you something. Are you drinking or are you in good spirit right now?
Oh no. I'm sober.
Oh, so you sober? So that, Lord, have mercy.
The 4-4-28, like I said, we go down there, we get down track, hey, we could be wide open.
So if y'all get, so you tell me if Showstopper get loose, somebody ass is grass.
Somebody going to get it.
That would, Lord have mercy. See, I like that talk, man. Now this is what we going to Anton. I know that the other car is not running, but what is the history between Chicken and Fat Cat? Can you give me some? What is this history right here?
I don't know. I got to know.
Quite
some time, so.
Yeah, I know.
It's an audible call sometimes. You know how they go.
I know, cause I'm gonna tell you what happened. A couple weeks ago, this is why I started the show back, because them old motherfuckers called me in them dump trucks, and they talk some of the hardest shit you ever heard in your life. This motherfucker, Fat Cat, got on the phone. He said, JB, get Chicken on here. I said, why? He said, get him on here, JB. I said, all right, I get Chicken on the phone. Fat Cat said, I'm going to tell you what. If I can get Joe Hall to cut the cage out of the car at VMP, put my big ass in the car, weld the cage around me, I will do Chicken. I said, man, God damn.
I'll give you, like I said, I'm pretty sure Chicken would try.
But, yes, sir. But yeah, I know there's something going. I know there's something going. But I'm going to tell you, it's some shit. Hey, look, this local, see, people don't understand. The local grudge racer makes shit so much hype. Like, I'm going to tell you, I've been watching these two guys talk shit this week. I think it's Smurf and Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Man, this shit had me rolling at the shop, man. Just some local motherfuckers talking shit. One got to win, one got to lose. But it ain't no hard. It ain't no hard feeling. It's just, look, we from the same area or same area code. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
Oh yeah, it's all in fun. All
in fun. And that's what it's gonna be. Cause I'm gonna tell you something else. Now, Anton, being that I know you done heard both of them, who got the louder golf cart?
Between George and Trump.
Between George and Trump, go and give it to me straight now.
I'm getting, you know, just Tron just getting into that golf cart game. He can't do nothing with George. I mean, if you want me to tell the truth, he's just getting into that. He's trying, though. And I do believe this much. He's going to be up there sooner or later, but this one just caught him off guard this time.
So you say he can't do no with money right now. Money on his ass.
Yeah, he can't do no with it right now. But he going to get there. I do believe he going to get there. I know that. Because after money drowning out there Saturday, money pull up and drag him out, see, that can really affect him some kind of way. You know
what? This shit funny as hell, man.
I mean,
Tron,
no.
Speak up, Tron. Get him.
It ain't nothing Tron can say about that because he knows the truth.
I'm going with Tron.
Who's that, George?
George, me and you, that $20 bit.
All right,
lock it in. That damn
joke. Yeah, that's me, JB.
I'm going with JB. I heard it. All right, well, look. So who going? We got to get somebody that's neutral to judge it.
Listen, you could get anybody at the track and judge it because it ain't even going to be close.
Lord have mercy.
This is
what I'm talking
about.
Hold on. George Bates is listening, and I can screenshot this. He said, tell him to lock it in. I'm going to screenshot it and send it to you.
He said,
tell him to lock it in. Heads up, pro stereo.
Yeah. It ain't going to be close. I'm going to go drown him out.
Saturday at
3:00. Man. So, hey, y'all going to be there tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, let me tell you something, Anton. The first one on me, but I got a guy coming, and I know you ever had woo-woo?
Yeah.
This motherfucker got shit like woo-woo, but he got 6 flavors. And he was at Shan's Park. He had niggas laid sideways. Me and my boys were laid side. You know, hey, you might know one of my homies. Me and my boy Crandall Howell, right? I thank you from your way. We were laid up looking like you and George at City.
Well, listen.
We
all made a pact, though, JB. We not drinking until 4:15 on Saturday.
Boys had to put a time on their drinking.
Yeah. So we gonna start at 4:15 on Saturday.
All right, 4:15. 4:15 on Saturday we get to start drinking.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna slow that thing down just a little bit.
I'm starting 4:15 Friday.
I'm with George Cox. Huh?
Hey, listen. Hey, JB, I know you're talking, yeah. but you and George got had a little something that's supposed to be that got off, too.
Oh, no. He don't want to see this.
Damn.
Now, I'm going to tell you. I was there for him, but, you know, his motor, he had a goddamn, his push rod. He had a big push rod on number 6, and he was stuttering a little bit. The motor was fluttering. So I get it.
Well, yeah, you was on motor. I was on the big baller.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a good
all
time. That's the main thing.
All I know, that's what I want. All I want to do is have a good guy during time, see some people I ain't never seen in a while. I want the old, see, I'm trying to, you know what I want, and I want these old, like when I get on them show with Mother Red and all them, I want them old motherfuckers to bring their shit back out. I'm talking about the Browder,
yeah,
the Jerry Browder, the Big B, the Chris Reese, Quiet Storm, the all these motherfuckers that used to do it back in the day, Small Talk and all them. Come on back for one good year or a few and get busy.
Hey, let's do it.
Yes, sir.
That's what I want.
Like Courtney said a thousand words. Everybody, we in our backyard, we've got to beat up on each other, have some fun. Ain't no different than playing in the backyard basketball. We got to beat up on each other, have some fun, and do that thing.
Yep. Hey, Courtney, you heard what he said, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard.
The man agreed with you. He said you're in the backyard. Somebody got to leave with a lump eye. But guess what? You go home, you put that piece of steak, under that motherfucker, it'd be gone about 2 or 3 days.
Got to feel that unicorn on your head and goddamn, make it itch a little bit. But it ain't going down. It'll be not here.
I got one more question. Then I'm gonna leave it open for anybody if they got. But I hear there's a certain car coming out called Training Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how training? Because you know I'm trying to have fun, and it don't look like I'm gonna have fun with what I'm coming out with. So how is this? I want to see how people come in there. How does this Training Day cost it?
Stock block.
Nitrous or stock car?
You come stock
car. So nitrous car.
Yep.
Nitrous car, stock block on 28.
Yes.
Okay.
As long as you're not, we close our eyes and lock you in the blind. Now,
stock block on 28. Long as you come on. I like that. I like that. Now, I know that there's been some people that. Who is the first on that list of Training Day? That's what I want to know.
We ain't got nobody yet.
We might run Casper.
Hey.
I mean, y'all ain't got no motherfucking. You can run Casper, huh?
I mean, it ain't no telling though, cause
anybody, it don't make a difference. Our crew, no crew. We ain't no friends when it comes to this racing. We just love to do this.
Mm.
Now you said that course is coming from up north, right?
Yeah, you talking about tomorrow there's four or five cars coming from up north. I think there's a 484 car. There's a 484 car, there's two small block nitrous cars, and I wanna say there's like a street style car coming.
Single or twins or what?
It's a bad motherfucker. I'll put it to you like this. I would say it's in a realm of like that black Mustang. What's that called? Ghost? It's a Ghost 5.0 kind of realm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No extreme.
You better leave him alone, George.
Yeah. But George,
I already know what you're talking about. There's a car coming that sits like the car you're talking.
Is it RX-7 or just the Corvette?
Oh, I think it might be a Corvette.
We'll take a look at that. It could be there tomorrow?
I don't know if it's going to be there tomorrow or not. I'm going to be there tomorrow, and Peso said that most of his guys will be there tomorrow morning.
But, you know, we twin turbo. You know what we got? Street car, twin turbos, the whole nine.
Yep.
And can't run it. I know the boys up north. We would prefer to run it out the back door like they like it.
Oh, so you trying to take it upstairs? I like that. Let me put this out there. George Cox. George Cox said they have a street style, and this is a street style car. This means they can actually street style street car. They can drive it.
Yeah.
Twin turbo on 28. And they want to go out the back door. So if anybody want to go out the back door, you can hit the one button if you want to go out the back door.
We just need to know something about it before we make that decision.
I hear
you. Not before tomorrow, but tomorrow, whatever, you know, whatever we got to do.
I ain't seen nobody hit the one button yet. I don't know. That back door scare, I'm going to tell you, Joe, a back door. That back door, you know, is a scary motherfucker. The women don't even like the back door, really. Some of them do, some of them don't, but that back door is hell.
Everything. You know what? Power windows, radio, stereo, the whole nine yards.
Oh, so y'all, you coming with a real street car. Yeah, you coming, like you said, you coming with a real street car.
You know what it is?
I know what it is. So, look, what time we getting to the track tomorrow? That's what I need to know, because I need to know what time I need to get, because I'm about to. What time y'all getting there?
But
I'm going to go 1 o'clock, baby George.
I don't know. What time I'm going to get there? I got a half a bottle left.
No, have mercy, George.
George, the turning. George, to turn that motor, he to turn the nitrous on the god day.
No, but hey, when the track go hot at 11, right?
Yep.
Go hot at 11, so we're going to be there at 10:30, 10 o'clock for sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to be there at the same time you're going to be there, because I got to go pick up some more shit, but I'm going to see y'all boys at about 10:30.
Hey, look, and what you got going on with the big trucks? The big trucks got a couple boys up the country. They want to go and have a little fun with that. What y'all got going on with the big trucks?
Well, I mean, they're testing too. We don't have a shootout for them, but they're testing too. You know, testing too will be jumping. But, I mean, most of the big trucks I got coming, they coming for the show.
Yeah, isn't that what I'm saying? That's cool. That's all they want to know.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, shit, I hope George got his truck clean. I might throw his shit in the show.
Yeah.
He already cut Tron up at 3 o'clock, so.
God damn.
I might have to, you know what? I'm
gonna make a flyer.
George said the truck getting detailed at 8 a.m. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. That motherfucker, hey, you done fucked up. Who like Tron? That motherfucker said y'all done fucked up. Who like Tron? Anton,
George.
you like George. And George like Tron.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. A lock in on golf carts, on the music. Oh, shit.
Hey, that go for anybody.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to tell you, it's about 9:40. There's 20 more minutes. It don't sound like anybody, I'm going to tell you, it sounds like everybody trying to, I know Quincy just texted me, said that they getting their Malibu back together. So I ain't, them boys, I'm going to tell you, Anton, I'm going to get you back on that damn trucker show. The boys are talking shit earlier. They were talking cash shit. They was even talking, look, they was talking about, boys even brought up the shit about how chicken, they swear up and down, they said chicken was part of killer bees. I said, what? That's what the boys brought up. I said, no, man. They said, that's what they tried to say now. That's what they tried to say.
Yeah. Chicken was a killer bee.
It was affiliated.
But then Q said, then they tried to throw Booney in there. Red said Booney was part of it, too. The boys said, nah, Booney. They didn't want Booney. I said, damn, Booney.
Booney was shaking fast.
He was shaking fast. Okay. Well, I guess ain't nothing but to do it. I'm going to see all y'all tomorrow I'm going to see a lot of y'all tomorrow at VMP. I'm about to go load this golf cart up, and I'm about to take my ass and get me something to drink like George is right now. Hopefully I can wind me up in a minute.
Yeah.
All right,
JB, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to go put in the hot dip. And just know, I love all y'all. I want to see y'all this weekend. We're going to have some fun. And it's going to be that fun that, look, you get your asshole blowed out, and guess what? You go back to the pitch, y'all talk shit, and you get ready for round two whenever it happens. That's what's going to happen this
weekend. There you go.
Tampa is prepared to lose 5 times already.
We're hoping we win, but we prepared if we don't. All right, that's what I want to hear. There you go. I'm gonna see y'all tomorrow morning. All right,
fellas.
All right, fellas.
All right.